So kind of piggyback off of that, with construction on I-70, there's ongoing construction here in town in Effingham on the Fayette Avenue Reconstruction Project. I just kind of wanted to get some updates on that, how it's going, and what information you can give me on what the next phase may look like.
As far as the reconstruction of Fayette Avenue, to date we're roughly 40% complete with the project. We've completed the eastbound, two new eastbound lanes on Fayette Avenue, and we reconstructed the south leg of Maple Street and Rainey Street, and we currently have the south leg of Henrietta Street closed, and they're getting close to having that south leg where it ties into Fayette Avenue pretty well done.
Very nice. That's moving along pretty quickly then. I know they, it seems like they just closed it off here, there at Keller, so that's pretty nice that that's moving along pretty fast.
Yes, yeah, it's moving pretty good, and once the eclipse is over with, they're planning on, they'll be moving on Fayette Avenue. You'll have one lane in the eastbound far outside new lane, and they'll have the westbound that'll be on the old pavement, then they'll be reconstructing the center of Fayette Avenue. So that's what their plan is there. Then once the center's done, then they will jump over and reconstruct the westbound lanes, and they'll put traffic on the two eastbound lanes, one on the eastbound driving lane, and the westbound will be on the eastbound passing lane.
I got you. So and that construction project, you're moving it, obviously, you've gone the eastbound lane, now you move to the westbound lane, and then after that will be on past the Ginger Ales, and you'll move on past on down through the underpass?
Well, this project just, it stops at Walnut Street there, just by Ginger Ales, and goes west toward, just west of Rainey Street. So we have the second project, and it runs from basically Banker Street to the Salt Creek Bridge, and that's under design right now. They're designing it, and they started talking to some of the property owners along that route.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure that's still in the preliminary phase, and some of that
yeah.
as well,
mm-hmm.
right of way stuff. I know that gets complicated too, so that may take a while.
So there'll be a lot of changes of traffic probably the next couple weeks. So when people are driving through the area, just to pay attention to the signs and the change of conditions as they're going through there, and to slow down and just pay attention to the work. There's a lot of workers moving around and stuff, so navigate slowly and don't be distracted with electronic devices and stuff like that when you're going through the work zone.
Yeah, put the phone down when you're going through the construction zone. It's simple
yeah.
but very effective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they've been running into some issues with some water mains here lately as well, so some of that had to be moved around. So I know there's always something that comes up with these construction projects. You never know what can happen.
Yeah, we've ran into various utility through, you know, water mains and various private utilities on this project, and that's probably been one of the biggest struggles, just navigating with all the different utilities. There's a lot of different items buried out there, so the contractor's got to work with utility and with the city and with their utilities also, and just, you know, having control of the traffic, trying to keep traffic flowing in each direction. So we have to change the lighting quite a bit, the overhead, the signals have to be moved in the right lanes and everything. So in the next couple of weeks there'll be a lot of that going on, where they're moving the signals over for traffic to be able to flow through the work zone.
Yeah, the Fayette Avenue has been needing it for a while, but it's basically the heart of Effingham going right through Fayette there, so I know there's always all kinds of traffic going through that road.
Yeah, I think there's roughly 20,000 vehicles a day that go through the route, and
wow.
the existing cross-section is four lanes, and it's 10-foot wide pavement, so it's fairly narrow, so it's been congested. Plus, there's been a lot of turning and rear-end type accidents, so with the new cross section, it's going to be two lanes in each direction, and one center turn lane, and each lane to be 12 foot wide. Plus, at the intersections at Henry and Fayette, we'll have dual left turn lanes. Plus, there'll be a right turn each direction too. So, that'll help congestion. Plus, with the turning lanes and this all should help. We have turning accidents and rear-end type accidents out there, so that should eliminate a lot of them type accidents.
Yeah, bringing it up to the 12-foot instead of the 10-foot definitely helps with making it feel like you're not going to run into the people around you. So.
Oh, yeah.